It is my pleasure to introduce the commander of the 88th Air Base Wing, Colonel Cassie B. Barlow.
Good morning, General Owen, general officers, community leaders, distinguished guests, family, friends, and proud members of the mighty 88th Air Base Wing. Thanks for honoring us today with your presence. A famous Daytonian, Mrs. Irma Bombeck, once said about public speaking, "Be sincere, be concise, and be seated." I plan on using her sound advice today. Sir, thanks so much for the kind words today and for your trust and confidence. It's a pleasure to serve in AFMC again. Tim and Emma, welcome home. You're back in the land of Flyers, Bearcats, Buckeyes, Mike Sells, Young's Dairy, and Cincinnati Chili. Thanks for your unwavering support and willingness to move around the world and try out new places. I'm well aware of the great gift that has been given to my family and I today. Command is always a privilege. Part of the honor for me today is that I follow in command an airman that I have followed in command before and that I truly admire. Amanda's list of accomplishments is long and distinguished, and I'm proud to have been chosen to follow in her footsteps once again. Amanda, we wish you the best, and we appreciate everything you've done to help us transition. Thank you for what you've done for this command. We will work to build on your accomplishments by continuing to focus on mission, people, and communication. This setting today is simply spectacular. The history and the beauty of Wright-Patterson are absolutely unparalleled. Thank you to the staff of the best Air Force Museum in the world for hosting us today. It is inspiring to be in a city where over 100 years ago, Wilbur and Orville Wright began their study of mechanical and human flight. The airmen in formation today, 100 years later, support the study and development of mechanical and human flight every day, as well as many other amazing materiel advancements. These airmen represent not only our Air Force, but the strength of our entire nation. My family and I appreciate the efforts and the attention to detail that went into the planning and executing of this ceremony today. It has been a truly memorable event. I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to talk about the Barlow family and friends in attendance today. It's an honor and a privilege to have had so much continual support from friends and family as we have trekked back and forth around the world. Over our years of service, we've built many great friendships. When you are far from home, these friends become your extended family. We are lucky enough to have some of these friends here with us today. Today is extra special because we are extremely lucky not only to have our Air Force extended family with us, but also our immediate family. It means a lot to have you all here today, and we really appreciate all of the support and encouragement you've given us over the years. We look forward to being at home and not being the visitors that are just passing through town for a short visit. As we gather today, let's take a moment to remember those that can't be with us today because they are serving our great country overseas, or they have paid the ultimate sacrifice while serving our country. In closing, today I feel much like a United States Olympic team coach. I've inherited a team of professionals that know all the plays and what it takes to be the best. I am proud to be your coach, your cheerleader, your mentor, and your confidant. I look forward to being a member of your team and serving with you as we continue the tradition of excellence that you have established. Thank you.